Raven, what is wrong with guys? Like, what is wrong with you?
Well, I mean, I'm sure in your mind the list is very long, mm-hmm. and it would vary somewhat from individual to individual. But, you know, there's a flip side to that coin. I'm just going to put that out there. But I'm here for you now. What would you like to discuss?
My husband came inside last night, all excited to tell me a story, right? Okay. He has been out working in the lawn, finally mowing the lawn, because it was like, I don't know, up to my knees at this point.
Okay.
And he says, I have a story. You're going to be so excited about it. And I'm like, great. Like, what's going on? Uh-huh. Now, let's just, you know, background. My husband and I have been married for 16 years now.
Right. So most of your stories, I would think that you know together already.
No,
so
this has nothing to do with that. It's just you would think that he would know me at this point.
Okay.
Okay. And he goes, Mike, the neighbor came over. And I was like, okay. And we have neighbors to the right of us that they're older. They're probably like in their late 60s, early 70s, right?
Okay.
And Mike was all excited. And I go, why? He's like, well, he works in construction, and he still works in construction. And he was on site, and all the guys were talking about the Anna and Raven show.
Oh.
Right. And so he said to Paul, my husband, he goes, your wife, like, people know who she is, right? And I'm like, oh, that's nice. Like, I thought that was the end of the story.
Right.
And he goes, so he said that all the guys on the site were talking about the show. So he said, I know her. She's my neighbor.
Right.
And they were asking him if I was pretty. Okay.
Is she hot or what?
Exactly. Construction guys. So I go, okay. And I'm like, where is this going?
Yeah. I mean, right. Where's the big reveal? Are you going to tell me what he said?
So Paul says, I asked him, what did you say? And I was like, okay. And he goes, I said, she's all right, but she's no Marilyn Monroe.
Oh my gosh.
So I go, Paul, what part of that story did you think was going to make me feel good? He goes, he compared you to Marilyn Monroe. You love Marilyn Monroe. I go, he said that I was no Marilyn Monroe.
Right. I mean, you lost that comparison.
Right.
Right. Right.
He's like, but you love Marilyn Monroe and he compared you to her.
So by that thought process,
yes.
That if Paul said to me, if Paul literally used my name and let's say George Clooney or Brad Pitt or somebody right. like that's name yes. in the same sentence,
right.
then I should be thrilled one way or the other. Even if the sentence is about me parking that guy's car or washing his feet.
Just be grateful you are in the same sentence. You're no Marilyn Monroe, but you're all right.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Thanks, honey. Why is it trending? Top three things trending over the weekend. Raven, number one, hashtag MTV Awards. Why is it trending?
I'm guessing that it happened, but honestly, I had no idea whatsoever. So good thing they're telling me now.
So funny you said that, because last night I started preparing and looking at all the major stories, and I was like, wait a minute.
Right.
The MTV Awards are on right now?
You feel like you would have heard about it beforehand, right?
I guess not. Scarlett Johansson won a Generation Award, and she got slimed by her husband, Colin Jost.
That is the culmination of 10 years of work and one of the greatest...
MTV, you got slimed!
That's Nickelodeon!
I'm very, very sorry.
Get a towel.
I'll get a towel.
Am I the only one?
Did it happen at home? So they were at home on Zoom? Is that what that is?
Some people were there. Some people were on Zoom. Like I said, I didn't know it was happening either. Nobody knew it was happening.
Right. Did they call her that night? They were like, by the way.
Congratulations.
MTV Awards are going on now.
So I like love Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost together.
Yeah.
And all I think about was, I'm going to be sad when they break up.
breaks up with everybody.
But why is it always like when celebrities like... I don't know. It's like you immediately assume that their days are numbered.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they've been together a while now at this point, and they were together a while before like everybody knew.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they don't have similar backgrounds, I mean, he's a performer, but he's no Scarlett Johansson.
Sacha Baron Cohen won Comedic Genius. Elizabeth Olsen, Katherine Hyde, a lot of WandaVision. WandaVision was the big winner of the night.
Yeah.
They won 4 awards. Chadwick Boseman won for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, too.
Okay.
Okay, second big thing that's trending this morning, hashtag Miss Universe. Raven, why is it trending?
I'm guessing that also happened and we had no idea?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two for two.
This one is a little bit more interesting.
Okay.
So Miss Universe was last night. Mexico's Andrea Meza, she was crowned the 69th Miss Universe. She's beautiful.
Yay.
Lovely. Yeah, but the real story is Olivia Culpo. She was trending, too.
Okay, so the model, right?
Yeah, she's like a model, social media influencer, fashionista.
Right.
Like, you know her name, but you don't really know what she does. I'm not sure she knows what she does.
She dated a lot of athletes. I know that.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
She was she hosted it and she was emotionless. It was like somebody had like a gun to her head to do this. And it turns out,
culpa.
But she used to date Tim Tebow.
Yes.
And guess who was one of the other commenters? Tim Tebow's wife.
Oh my gosh.
Who was also a Miss Universe person.
Oh my gosh.
So the rumor is that she was mad and didn't know that this woman, who is her ex's wife, was going to be there, and she just shut down.
This is complete speculation because I don't know her, obviously. I've never met Olivia Culpo, but it's been my understanding that she has had some petty back and forths with her exes and the people that she's involved with and the people that they're involved with. So you know what? Maybe that's true. Maybe
that
that's what happened.
That was the real story, yeah. And number three, why is it trending, Raven? UFOs.
I'm guessing because they're awesome and maybe somebody saw one somewhere.
No, it's a lot crazier than that. 60 Minutes aired a segment about UFOs existing and it was nuts. First, this is former Navy pilot Lieutenant Ryan Graves.
The government has already stated for the record that they're real. I'm not telling you that. The United States government is telling you that.
Gets weirder. Ready, Raven? Now, the Pentagon, I guess, created their own UFO investigation program.
Yeah, of course.
This is Luis Elizondo who worked on it.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm not telling you that it doesn't sound wacky. What I'm telling you, it's real. The question is, what is it? What are its intentions? What are its capabilities?
Oh.
Right. That's the thing about UFOs. You never know who put it up there. Who's flying this thing? What's going on? Is it Korea? Is it ET? We don't know.
I'm going to guess it's probably somebody in outer space. That's what I'm going to guess.
Well, that's your guess. Okay. And until you have proof, we're stuck with grainy videos and that dude saying it like that.
Okay.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. On our text line so far this morning, if you think it's cute when your dog jumps on strangers in public, that's all I need to know about you. I know exactly what this is like because... Mm. I mean, I love puppies and all. Obviously, sure. Raven and I are big rescue advocates. But, like, when a stranger dog jumps on you and you don't know anything about them, like, it's a little bit jarring, right?
Sure, of course
and
it is.
When the owner says things like, oh, he's just very friendly, it's like, of course he is, but please have him get off.
Right,
you know?
Like, I mean, he's probably got dirt on his toes or something like that, too. Like, some people are just, you know, it makes them nervous.
Yeah.
Especially, too, if you've got kids, like, that's one of those things because they're at the regular height of that. So, I mean, you have to train your dogs not to jump on people. Not just because you just want to, you know, ruin their fun. That's not what it's about.
Of course.
It's about, you know, obviously having some manners.
And with Dakota, my two-year-old. Like, she's crazy. Like, when the dogs go up to her and they said, oh, don't worry, the dog's friendly. I go, no. My toddler is not friendly.
My toddler's crazy.
She's nuts.
Right.
Like, you don't want your dog around her. Like,
you know what I deal with is, so one of my dogs is uber friendly to people. Like, you can do whatever. You can pick this dog up, move him around, whatever, and he will just, you know, he's like a love bug. But if you're another dog, forget it. He's in your face. And then the other one, he'll growl and tell people, like, he's telling you not to pet him. But because because he's small, people think that, you know, oh, he's so cute.
Right.
It's like, well, when he snaps at you, it's not going to be his fault. He told you.
You can never trust those small ones.
Like, I mean, they're fast, man. He will turn it around on you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you're that parent that's trying to cut the line at parent drop-off, that's all I need to know about you. We all have a job to get to.
I mean, I feel like everybody's been that parent one day.
No. I have never cut the line at school pickup. Never once.
What about your husband?
No, he wouldn't do it either.
Really?
Yeah. That person is not nice. Like, you know right away if somebody's cutting the line. You know, we have so much strict protocol now because we can't even get out of the car to pick them up anymore.
Right.
That if somebody tries to jump that line, oh, man, they're getting called out. Absolutely.
That's it? Like, everybody sees it? Like, four cars box them out?
Yeah. Definitely all I need to know about you. Raven, if it's tax day today and you totally forgot... That's all I need to know about you.
I drop my stuff off to my tax guy on Tuesday or Wednesday. You know, we typically have a meeting where we're down in the bunker, and he is so backed up and busy. He hasn't even called me to tell me he has it. So I just assume that he has my best interest at heart. I swear that's where I'm at right now on it today.
Yeah, no, all weekend I spent, like, panicking about it. I know the government tries to help you out by extending it, but I think, I don't know why they extended it, but I think it's made it even worse because people forgot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they were like, oh, no, I've got infinite time to get it done now at this point. No idea that it was actually going to happen today.
Mm-hmm. 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Best or worst, you decide. What was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend or the worst thing that happened to you over the weekend? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, best or worst?
I'll give you the worst, if that's all right. Mm-hmm. So I did a lot of traveling this weekend, back and forth, and you know, everybody's doing the road trip thing and all that stuff. Beautiful weather out there too, so it involves some ferry rides. So you know, you go, you get your ticket, you wait in the line and all that stuff, you got your car lined up, and it's always, when you're on the boat, you're anxious. When you get off, you've got places to be, whether you've got to be there right away or whatever. And I cringe because in the 30 seconds as the door and the gate is opening for the front of the ferry, you know, everybody's anxious, including the cars behind me. A woman two cars in front of me decides that is the best time for her to pop the back trunk area on her car. And I don't know what she was doing, rearranging something. I mean, she didn't appear to actually take anything from the trunk.
Yeah.
There were people in the back seat. Reach over the seat. Every other line left the boat before us. We were the second line. The attendant literally gave her 30 seconds and then started waving the next car over. She's just smiling, not a care in the world.
That's like when you go to the grocery store and you pick the wrong line and you're stuck for
the worst. And it's such a petty thing. You're like, obviously, I'm going to get to where I'm going. I'm going to survive this.
Right.
But at that moment, it feels like you're not.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm going to die here. This is how it ends for me.
Well, I'm sorry that happened.
It did happen to me.
But I have a best.
Okay.
And it was a shocking best for me.
What happened?
My cousin Angela and I, you know, we haven't done a whole lot together over the pandemic, and we really wanted to do something super fun with our husbands and finally get out again.
Okay.
So we had booked a night at a casino, and when we were booking it, I'm like, why are these rooms so expensive? It was uncharacteristically expensive.
Yeah.
And then I saw on the website that they were also having a home and garden show.
Okay.
So I was like, oh.
People really love home and garden stuff.
No, that's what I thought.
Yeah, jacks the room rate up.
We roll in and we see people walking around in gowns and tuxes, and we're like, what? These people are really dressed for the home and garden show.
Seems odd.
Right. No, we had no idea. We were staying at the same place at the NBA Hall of Fame inductions were, with Kobe Bryant being inducted and the whole thing.
Yes, Michael Jordan doing the induction, right?
Oh my gosh, Raven, the place was crawling with celebrities.
Right.
We saw Michael Jordan. We saw Magic Johnson.
Wow.
Like, I was like,
I mean, those are big celebrities.
I was wearing jeans that I've been wearing for the last 3 days.
Perfect.
I'm not ready for this. It was unbelievable. And it was really cool because, you know, when you get, I don't get starstruck often.
Sure.
And I'm not a huge sports fan.
Yeah.
But when you see Michael Jordan
live
in person walking by you, Magic Johnson sitting 3 feet away from you, it is shocking.
Well, it's something different, right? Like, if you look at the rock star hierarchy, right? You know, movie celebrity is not actually the top of the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Athletes are often the top of the chain or rock stars because they do something that you can't do necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, they have a different talent, a different gift set. So when you see them, yes, it's quite striking.
It was really cool. Like, yeah. I don't get starstruck often. I was starstruck this weekend. That was definitely
sounds
cool.
Like fun.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Best or worst?
I guess it's the worst, but I feel bad saying it because for me it was the best. My best friend broke off his engagement, and I'm super happy about it because I always thought this girl was annoying and just wrong for him.
But you got to be careful when you say that to your boy about it, right? Because maybe he's ready to hear that. Maybe he hates her. Maybe not. And maybe they're going to be back together in 48 hours.
Exactly.
So you just watch what you say publicly on social media and even to him.
We'll do, guys. Thank you.
Best or worst, what was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend? Or you can choose two, the worst. 1-800-330-9999. Raven, on our text line, I ordered a small pizza, but I went to pick it up. They accidentally made a large, so they only charged me for the small. Now I have a free lunch for today.
Oh, that is dope.
Good stuff right there.
That is a nice gift. Surprise pizza is high on the list, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best for me this week, I started pumping the water off the top of the pool, and hot temps are coming. I'm opening it up, and guess what?
What?
Daddy's got chlorine. I don't want to hear about your shortage. I got chlorine.
It's weird when you refer to yourself as daddy on the air. I've told you this several times before. Daddy.
I feel good about it. I've got chlorine.
Hi, it's Anna Raven. Best or worst?
I'll go with the best this week. I've been putting off telling my kids that I would have to start going back to the office next month because they've gotten so used to me being here for school pickup and homework and my boss told me on Friday that they're letting us opt to be remote indefinitely.
Oh, wow. I know this is a big deal lately, is who's going back to the office, who doesn't have to go back to the office. It's mm-hmm. tough. People are divided about it.
There's a part of me that sees that a lot of people would just love to go, and then others. Obviously, it's made life so much easier in certain ways.
Right. Well, that is great. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, the option's perfect one way or the other.
Yeah?
Exactly.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Best or worst? What was it this weekend?
Oh, my God. My weekend was the worst. My daughter got braces on Friday. And, you know, we knew that it wasn't going to be great. It's braces. But we really forgot how much of a complainer a 9-year-old can be. And I'm sure that it hurts. And we have to hear about it like every second. We get it. It hurts.
Raven, did you have braces growing up?
I didn't.
No, me neither.
No, I never had to deal with that. My sister had them. And I want to say my brother might have had them for a minute. Not very long. But mm-hmm. my sister had them for a good amount of time. Yeah, she didn't like them. Well, I do remember that.
There's a lot of... Now I feel like it's almost cool to have them. Like,
right.
I know a couple of my daughter's friends that have opted for the silver ones versus the Invisalign because it's cool to have them again.
And Ann Raven, best or worst, what happened to you this weekend?
So I had the best weekend ever. Look, my mom celebrated 10 years being cancer-free.
Yay!
I mean, I'm just... Yeah, thank you, thank you. I'm just super,
That's great.
Super happy, super proud of her. And we actually celebrated by... hosting our own virtual 5K, and we raised a bunch of money for breast cancer research.
Good job.
I'm just still like just on that. I'm just still living on that high right now of after this weekend. It was great.
Oh,
it really was.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Our love to your mama.
Thank you so much.
1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. Best thing that happened to you this weekend or the worst. If you can't carry a purse or a wallet, where on you, like on your body, do you keep your cash? 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. Over the weekend, Raven, I was at a casino. Big night out. It felt so good to be out.
Right.
But I saw this woman, and I was sitting at a blackjack table, and she comes up, and she didn't even hesitate. She took her right hand.
Right.
And she dove right into the middle of her cleavage. Right?
At the casino, popular spot.
Yep. And she went deep into her cleavage.
Deep.
And she all of a sudden emerged with a folded up $20 bill.
Wow.
And she unfolded the $20 bill without any shame.
Yeah.
And she put it right down on the table. Dealer doesn't even flinch.
No, of course. Dealers have seen that and so much worse. I was a dealer for a time in Vegas. We see that and a lot worse.
So I was thinking, I was like, is this sweaty? It looks like it's a little bit damp.
Glistening?
Yeah. Do women still do that? Do they put cash in their bra? Like, to me, like, that's my grandma. Like, my nonna.
Sure.
My nonna's got, like, all kinds of things in there.
There's right.
paper towel folded up, some tissues.
Just in case you need it.
Some money. Like,
right.
Werther's original
Somebody's
candy.
Medication, maybe.
Definitely some pills.
Whatever you need.
Like, whatever you could store in there.
Right.
And I thought, like, that's kind of old school. People don't do that anymore. But then I was like, but where do you store cash if you don't want to carry around a big purse or a wallet?
Well, casino's a perfect spot for that and a perfect place for you to find plenty of examples, I'm guessing, because, you know, people are dressed up. They want to go out and do it. But not everybody wants to carry a purse. Not everybody wants to carry, like, a crossbody or a wristlet or whatever, especially when you're running from table to table or club to club, as clubs will be opening up over the next couple weeks or whatever. So I feel like cleavage is still, it's still a good money spot there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, though. With a $20 bill, I always question, how do you know what you've got in there? Like, if there's a chip, it's a round thing. You can feel it pressing against your body.
And it's going to leave a mark.
Money, I guess you can feel it because it's scratchy.
Like,
but that's the only reason. Once it gets a little dampness to it, it's not really going to be all that scratchy. So, I could drop
it. You can't have a wad of cash because,
right.
like, there's only so much money I can put in my bra before you're like, why
Some
is
people
that
got more room than others,
I guess. Like, why is your bra so lumpy? It's like, oh, I got a lot of singles in here, you know?
Yeah, you think that people see things like that, but they don't. Guys don't see your bra and think it's lumpy.
If you're wearing a pair of gym shorts, right?
Yes.
You got on your gym shorts.
Yeah.
There's no pockets, right?
Yeah.
Where are you putting your cash?
I guess it's got to be in the side of the sock, I guess, at that point.
Really?
It's got to be in the side. Well, where else is it going to go? If you're wearing gym shorts and there's no pockets, you know, I'm probably not carrying cash in that instance. But I guess it's got to go in the side of the sock. I don't want it to go down in the crevice of the sock because that's no good. All right. But the side of the sock, and I feel like I'm going to lose it when I take three steps anyways. Here's the thing. I'm going back inside changing my shorts.
All right. We asked on our Facebook page, if you can't carry a purse or a wallet, where do you keep your cash? Matt wrote, when I worked at a pet store, a woman raised her skirt and took money from her stockings. Huh.
All right.
That's, I mean, I've worn pantyhose in the past. It were, you know, my Spanx. Sometimes I double up.
Nothing
on my Spanx.
Sexy about pantyhose.
I don't know how in my Spanx I'd be able to reach in there and get the cash.
Like you got to go in the bathroom.
I would hurt myself.
Right.
I think,
and take everything off for 15, 20 minutes. My dog has a coat that one of his coats has a little pocket on it. I guess I could put it in there. Remember they used to have like the change pocket on the side of kids' sneakers?
Yeah.
It's like the same size.
Yeah.
You ever try and take anything in and out of those? It's terrible.
I saw a woman take her hand and deep dive into her chesticus. She went right into that bra. She deep went into the bra and she proudly pulled out a $20 bill.
Yeah.
And I said, who still puts money in their bra? I mean, nobody does that anymore. Do
all
they?
Sorts of things at the casino.
It's
a thing of necessity. Some people don't want to carry that handbag, all right? They just want it convenient. They want to look good. Be slick, but also ready for wind speed, right?
It's tough, man. If you don't want to carry a purse, you don't want to carry your wallet if you're a guy, like, where do you keep your cash on your body? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Ian on Raven.
Well, it's a process. You pull into the parking space at the club. You strip off your keys. You put your car key in your pocket, your cash, your ID, medical card, debit card, and you lock the rest in the trunk. And that's what I do every week.
Wait a minute. Why are you bringing your medical card to the club?
Amen.
Medical
what
card.
Club are you going to?
In case I drop dead from too much dancing.
Oh. All right. I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
That's better than my speculation.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Let me just grab that Cigna card quick.
Hey, Anna and Raven, where do you keep your money?
You keep it in your phone case. Everyone always has their phone case on them. And no one really has a lot of cash anymore. You keep your credit card, your debit card in there.
So you're talking about like one of those wallets that's on the back of the phone? Because I have seen those. I do like those.
Yeah, but Hayden, my oldest, she has like, she literally puts it in the case. Like she keeps like a $20 bill like always in the case.
That's kind of smart.
Yeah.
But I'm like, isn't somebody going to see that and steal her phone? Right? Or I guess if you're going to steal a phone, you're going to steal it anyway.
Right. I mean, if you're going to steal a phone, the $20 is the last thing you're after. And that's a good spot for an emergency 20. It's a good idea. Thanks for the call.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Where do you keep your cash when you don't have a purse?
In the crotch of my underwear.
You're not the first person to say this, and I don't understand. Now, what kind of underwear are you wearing that there's room for this money?
Right. Is it boxer briefs? Or are we talking tighty whities?
Boxer briefs. It doesn't matter. There's a pocket in the front.
I mean, that's not really a pocket, sir. I don't view that as a pocket. I'm wearing.
Like he asked you, it becomes a pocket.
Wait, what? There's a pocket in the front of boys' underwear?
No, it's not really a pocket.
Isn't that just for access? Isn't that what that is?
Yes.
It's not really like
but
a
But nobody
safe.
Uses it for access, so I guess maybe it would make more sense to be a pocket.
But if you open the pocket, doesn't it just go down your leg?
That's right.
So
go down to the bottom between your legs, and it's a pocket.
All right.
Mm,
that's weird. Okay.
I disagree with his assessment about what the pocket is. Pocket, to me, states that it has a bottom.
Uh-huh.
All right, that it has a closed bottom, and therefore things won't fall out of it.
Unless,
that's a pocket. He's talking about a fold.
Maybe the tight ones like my husband wears.
No,
like those have
his underwear does not have a pocket. He's wrong. He's mistaken about what a pocket definition is.
Okay.
He's talking about a fold.
Okay.
All right. That's the debate here.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
Seriously.
Hi, it's Ian on Raven. Where do you store your cash?
When I go to the gym, I don't have pockets. I will tuck the money into my waistband, or if I have like a thicker strap sports bra on, I'll just put it in the strap, kind of.
Oh, that's sweaty money, girl. That is sweaty money right there. So when you go for a smoothie at the end of the workout, the guy's like, thanks.
But if you're
going to be taking your pants for, right?
You must be taking like yoga classes, because I think if you're like one of my boot camp classes, I'm doing burpees. That stuff is flying out all over the place.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I do Bari, so it's not as intense.
Maybe I was wrong. I thought that no women anyway, still store cash in their bras. I saw a woman over the weekend pull out a $20 bill. It turns out many of you still do.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I've seen girls carrying not only like their cash, but like their keys or like their phone.
Yeah.
Their phone even sticking out of the bra part way.
1-800-330-9999. If you can't carry a purse or a wallet, where do you keep your cash? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
The little fanny packs that you can get for the gym, they hug your body. So they're, You can stick your phone and just a little bit of cash or credit cards in them.
My grandmother used to have, I remember from her trip, AAA, you know, they would send her magazines and stuff. AAA still sends like a traveler magazine or whatever. It's like a crossbody fanny pack that you wear under a shirt.
Yeah.
Like it's like Batman's utility belt, but for like, you know, a traveler in like Italy or something like that.
I really want fanny packs to come back like strong into style because they are so convenient, you know? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where'd you store your cash when you can't carry a wallet or a purse?
In my hat.
Yeah, hat is a good answer. Hat is a good. We hadn't even considered the hat.
No.
Because you put it in the brim of the hat on the inside, that money ain't going nowhere.
But what if you accidentally take off your hat? Do you forget the money's in there? Or do you just put on your hat and sometimes you're like, what? There's a $10 bill in here.
That's right. Anna, the hat never comes off.
Okay.
The hat never. What's she talking about?
My hat never comes off. That's, I'm bald, so I always want to cover my head. Yeah. So I always wear a hat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what was she talking about? The hat comes off. What is she even talking about? The hat don't come off until we're home.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where do you store your cash when you can't carry a purse or a wallet?
We put it in our socks under our shoes.
Under your shoes? It's a sweaty area there. I don't even, especially if you got high arches, there's like an incubator space in there.
Well, it's where your arch of your foot is.
It's going to get hot.
That's where you have to store your money, right in the arch.
Just saying, it's going to get hot in there.
It's definitely going to get hot in here. And on Raven, where do you store your cash if you can't carry a purse?
Cash is not the problem. It's the change.
But nobody has change anymore.
What? What do you mean nobody has change anymore?
I don't take the change. No, forget it. I don't take the change. I'm against change in general.
You get paid way too much if you don't take the change.
Oh, man. No. No.
Certainly not true.
No, I just tried and buy something else. Right. That is definitely a falsehood. Yeah. Right?
Change is a problem. I mean, I can't imagine trying to figure out where I'm going to put 64 cents when I'm going out without a wallet.
Here's the thing, too. If you put it in your clothing, like somewhere unconventional, like change is dirty.
It's dirty.
So it's going to make your clothes dirty.
But you can't just think that change is more dirty than a dollar bill. Like, it's all the same. You just think it holds it more?
Different kind of dirt. Like, okay. I think it's transferring. It's less transference.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You don't remember that case is really bad.
You're right. Thanks for the call. Good morning.
It's ridiculous. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where do you keep your cash if you can't carry a wallet or a purse?
So I bought a garter belt years ago, but it fitted with a pocket. So whenever I go places that are formal and I'm wearing a dress, I don't have to carry a purse. I can just like stick my cash and my license in it.
Oh, back in the day in the Westerns, Anna, this is where they would keep the Dillinger. They'd keep a little two-shot pistol down there, all right? And them boys got out of line. Whack!
Well, I don't have any of that, but right. I do have my...
I just can't imagine, like, lifting up your skirt every time you got to find $2 to tip the bartender at the wedding, you know? You're like, you got to stick your hand underneath your dress.
Sometimes maybe the view is just enough. You're like, I'm going to give you our weight. You know what? No, I'm not. I already gave you the gift.
Does anybody wear garter belts anymore unless you're getting married or you're making an inappropriate video?
I love it.
I didn't believe it until my husband told me that this was happening in his industry as well. But there's a job boom going on right now in the market.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, really. I mean, given the fact that so many people were laid off before, right? Businesses are reimagining what their current times are going to look like and what their future is going to look like. They're going to need to fill some spots right away.
Senior District Director Bill Driscoll from Robert Half International. Bill, is this true? Is that why? Because people laid off a bunch of people and now they got to figure out how to replace those spots?
Well, I think that certainly is one reason for it, for sure. But also just the general economic boom that is starting to take place is also a big part of it as well.
What industries have you seen that you think right now are the hottest jobs? Because one of my girlfriends, she works in marketing, and she just had three of the girls on her team quit because they've got higher positions at other companies. My husband's a finance guy, two guys on his team.
Wow, people are poaching.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, when you look at legal, technology, creative and marketing that you just mentioned, and accounting and finance, I mean, those are skill sets that we've seen that are the most in demand right now. Obviously, when you look at industries, you can look at this downturn was a strange one because some industries, logistics, delivery, all benefited tremendously. Anything that catered to the at-home, home improvement, all of that. Whereas other industries like leisure, hospitality, cruises, travel got hammered. So as you start to see those come back, it's really having a huge impact on the economy.
Depending on the job, right? Because there's certain businesses, I know, they just can't find people. They can't get them in the building at this point.
No doubt about it. I mean, restaurant work is in demand big time right now. Hotels are starting to hire again. I think when you look at the summer approaching too, and you look at some of the summer communities, they're, I don't want to say panic, but it's close in terms of how are they going to fill all of these jobs, particularly as Americans become more emboldened, wanting to travel a lot more, wanting to get out and spend some of the money that they saved over the last year. You know, hopefully these destinations are going to be able to accommodate the tremendous influx of people.
I've been hearing about these sign-on bonuses for wait staff and for jobs that don't normally have sign-on bonuses. Have you seen the same thing?
We're starting to. We definitely are starting to. We certainly are seeing definite increase in base salaries offered. We're seeing more of, as you may or may not be aware, we do a lot of contract professionals as well as permanent placement. And we're seeing strong demand for our contract talent, but more and more companies also wanting to hire permanent to lock down talent on their payrolls.
So what would be advice for somebody that's out there still looking for a job right now? What should they be doing to be able to benefit from all this?
I think it's what we typically tell people. I mean, number one, network, network, network. You know, build your online presence. Research positions that are of interest. Because right now, as we've talked about, companies are looking. So all of a sudden, the leverage, it's amazing the difference a year makes, right?
Right.
The leverage has slid over to the employee. So think about what you want to do. Think about where you want to work and pursue those companies.
If you're looking to hire talent yourself or you're looking for your next job, you can head to roberthalf.com. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's one of those news stories that you read the headline and you're like, wait a minute, what?
Hmm.
They found Joe Biden's secret Venmo account. It only took them 10 minutes to figure it out.
I did see something about this, right?
Yeah, it's his Venmo. President Biden has a Venmo. And even though his people are private, like you can't see like the transactions,
yeah,
like all the people that he follows, that was all public until they reached out to the White House and asked about it. And then all of a sudden the whole thing went private.
I mean, this sounds crazy, right? Venmo. I have Venmo. I use it both for personal and for business. And the largest I think I've ever had transferred is like $3,000 or something like that.
That's a lot.
Yeah. For the most part, I think of Venmo as like we went out to lunch,
yes,
or I owe you money for tickets,
yeah,
or something like that. I don't think of it as big money. Was Russia on there? Was China one of his friends?
Can you imagine?
We're going to need to know that stuff there, President Joe Biden.
That's all I could think about. Like, I'm looking at my last payments, right?
Mm, yeah.
Lindsay, my babysitter, I pay her through Venmo, right?
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, here's $25 for Danielle. I have a picture of a cocktail martini. We went out for drinks.
Okay.
Yep. And what else?
I owe my friend $50. I was actually thinking this morning about Venmoing him, but I want to make sure that I send him some sort of description, which is completely not what the money's for.
All the time.
Yeah, that's what Venmo is the best for,
I think.
That's
my favorite.
Right.
Yeah, my favorite is when you can see what people write. All right, so I write things that are completely inappropriate that I can't actually say it on the radio.
Right.
Yeah, right. It's like, you want your $25? Sure, but people are going to see that it was for this terrible act.
But who's set up, like, you know, I mean, not for nothing, but I think of the president as kind of like grandpa. You know,
mm-hmm,
what I mean? Like, he's grandfatherly, all right?
Yeah.
So who set up his Venmo account? Because it's a very modern way of paying and requesting money.
Oh,
who did that?
Dr. Jill Biden. That's who did it, obviously. His wife set up his Venmo. That I set up my husband's Venmo, and he still doesn't know how to use it.
Did she set it up so that she could send him money for lunch when he's traveling and stuff like that?
So he could have his allowance. That
if he gets
does.
Separated from Secret Service or something, all right, now you call mama if you have a problem, okay? And here's your lunch money is right in your phone.
I just want to know, who was the last person to Venmo President Biden, and what was it for? I'm dying.
Cable. Gotta split the bill.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us and let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Alex and Cassie. Alex, let's start with you. What's going on?
Okay, so here's the deal. I got a mysterious Venmo payment for $125, and it's just been sitting there for about six days, and you know, it's been there long enough. I haven't heard from anybody. I think it's just time to transfer it into my account. It's been nearly a week. No one's contacted me or asked for it back. So I don't know. What do you think?
A mysterious Venmo payment.
Wow.
I mean, it still shows who it came from, right? You don't know this person at all?
I don't know the person, but honestly, I don't know anybody's Venmo account. It's never just the person's name. It's always like Trixie Dust 347812. So you never really remember, and I don't even know how to reach who to reach out to.
Can't you just comment and be like, "Who are you?"
Yeah,
or
I
anything?
Think you could just message back. But okay, I think I can guess. But Cassie, what's your issue with this?
Well, to me, it feels like it's stealing. Like if you don't know who that person is, they probably accidentally sent that money. I mean, it's a pretty large sum of money, you know.
Well, I mean,
I'd want it back.
$150 or whatever. I mean, that's, you know, it's
$125. Somebody sent you $125 by accident. You can't keep that. But it's tricky when it comes to Venmo because it's also, you know, I don't know how to reject it. I've tried to, like, when my friends pay me for things that I don't want them to pay me for.
Right.
I can never figure out how to send it back to them.
Well, here's the thing. When you go to send somebody money for an account that you're not friends with, that you don't have a relationship with on Venmo, it asks you like two or three times.
Well,
so,
it says,
I mean, I feel like you're in the disclaimer. It says you're about to send money to somebody you don't know. Are you sure you want to do this?
It's true, because you either have to put the last four digits of their phone number to confirm that it's them, or you have to bypass it and say that you opt out. So whoever sent it to you knew that they were taking that risk.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they're putting the money on the table.
All right, $125 shows up in your Venmo. You don't know who it's from. You wait 6 days, nobody claims it. Is it yours? You just transfer it into your account? Whose side are you on this morning?
1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Fascinated with all of this morning. Okay, so Alex and Cassie. Alex got a $125 payment made to him through his Venmo account. He doesn't know who the person is. Has no idea. And it's been like a week now, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to keep the cash. I'm just going to transfer it into our bank. That's going to be the end of it.
Right.
His wife, Cassie, doesn't agree. He's like, we don't know where that money's coming from. We can't just take somebody's money.
Well, she's all worked up about the fact that it's stealing. But, you know, here's the thing with Venmo. When you go to send a payment, it asks you whether or not you know that person. And if you don't know that person, it asks you to verify or just accept the risk and send the money anyway. So they accepted the risk, Anna. All right. And now I'm enjoying this windfall. It's all my money.
What would you do? Would you keep that cash? I'm looking on the Venmo help. It says there's no way to cancel a payment you've received. You can only pay the other person back.
See
interesting.
That? It's my duty to spend that money.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I don't know if I'm on either side. I just know that there's a pretty big scam going on right now for this exact reason. They send the money. They wait for you to deposit it. Then they message you back saying, oh, I need that back, and then somehow hack into your bank account. So I'd be very careful with this in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what you're talking about is a pretty well-known check scam. I don't know about Venmo. I've never heard that happening with Venmo. But
yeah, no, they're...
Yeah, see, it's fine.
Yeah,
out.
They're in Cash App and Venmo now. And then but you have to email them after it's already been sent. Then I guess somehow the bank allows to get the routing number. And then that's how they get into your system.
Wow. Yeah, he's right.
Interesting. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, interesting. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court. Alex had $125 mysteriously show up in his Venmo account. He doesn't know the person that sent it, but it's been a week now and nobody has contacted him. So he says it's time to put that cash back right into their bank account.
Yeah. Nobody's looking for goods or services on this one. He says, let's spend this money. Cassie thinks that's stealing.
Right. She's probably right, but maybe not. Whose side are you on? It's a couple's court. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
I'm actually on the wife side because I did this by accident. I paid the wrong plow guy because he just had the same name. And I bypassed it and everything because I was like, ah, whatever. And it was $80. And then I realized it was the wrong person and asked for it back. And I never got it back. And for $80 to fight with Venmo was not, you know, in my card. So he's taking somebody's money that's not his.
Yeah, so you're going with anger as your reason. But what if I sent you?
Either,
what if I sent you money right now? Oh, you'd be like, you know what? I deserve that $80 because I was ripped off for $80 prior.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I wasn't mad, but since you just said that, I take it.
That's what I'm saying, see? The yin and the yang. And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm on the side of the husband here. It'd be kind of similar to like finding some money if you're out on the street. I've found a $20 bill a couple of times, and in the end, I just feel that whoever lost it, either they're not going to find it, or maybe they didn't need it that bad. I'm not sure.
I find $125 while walking down the street, Anna. I look over my shoulder once, twice, that money's already in my pocket. I never stop walking.
Right.
I never stop walking. I literally just, it's one fail swoop. Right.
Yep.
Right. Like a wide receiver catching a touchdown pass.
Hi, it's Anna and Raymond. What do? You deposit that cash and keep it, or do you just let it live in Venmo limbo?
You know, I'm on his side, but I would wait 10 days.
10 days is the magic just number.
I mean, that's yeah, like 48 hours from now. He's right there.
He's almost there.
That money is his. Thank you for the call.
He's at the finish line.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Alex, our audience agreed with you. As long as you comment back, be like, what is this for? And they don't respond, then just keep the money. You've done your part.
I think that's a good solution.
Yeah, you would think by now somebody would have contacted you for goods or services or whatever it is that they thought they were paying you off for. So I think you're kind of exempt, at least from the karma police on this end of the dial. Cassie, you going to be all right with this?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I mean, he's been absolved by the masses, so the least he could do is buy you lunch if he pockets the dough.
Yeah, that should buy us groceries.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Greg.
Greg, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Greg.
$1,000 on the line. Let's go. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in here. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Ready.
Number 1, fans were surprised when comedian John Mulaney announced his divorce last week and then immediately announced he's dating Olivia Munn. John Mulaney was a writer on what late night sketch show?
Saturday Night Live.
Number 2, Justin Bieber, BTS, and Lady Gaga will all be part of the Friends reunion. On what streaming network will it air?
HBO Max.
Number 3, MTV Awards were last night. Elizabeth Olsen and Katherine Hahn both won awards for what Disney Plus show? Time's up. Number 4, Miss Mexico is the new Miss Universe. She was crowned last night. Olivia Culpo and Mario Lopez hosted. It was the first year since 2015 that this celebrity has not hosted. Who was that?
It was the Miss...
Time's up, Greg. And number 5, Ricky Schroeder made news this week after he confronted a Costco employee over their mask mandate. What 80s show was he on that made him a child star?
80s show?
Yeah. Time's up, Greg. Oh, Greg. You came out of the gate so fast, and then you just, I don't know what happened.
Oh, it seems like something bad happened in here.
All right.
All right, let's go. How do you do?
You only got 2.
Not too great. $1,000, Greg. Let's see whether or not you can pull off a victory.
Number 1, fans were surprised when comedian John Mulaney announced his divorce this week and then immediately announced he's dating Olivia Munn.
Seems like weird timing, right?
John Mulaney was a writer on what late night sketch show?
He was a writer on SNL.
Yes.
Seems cold.
Number 2. Yeah, I mean, you could argue both sides of this. Both of them started unfriending each other like months and months ago.
You announce your divorce, you announce you're dating somebody 2 days later. Who announces they're dating somebody, by the way? Seems a little bit weird.
Justin Bieber, BTS, Lady Gaga, all be part of the Friends reunion. On what streaming network will it air?
Speaking of weird, HBO Max.
Yes. I'm excited for that. Really excited. Number 3, MTV Awards were last night. Elizabeth Olsen and Katherine Hahn both won awards for what Disney Plus show?
That's WandaVision.
That is correct.
Big winner
of the night. Yep. Number 4, Miss Mexico is the new Miss Universe. She was crowned last night. Olivia Culpo and Mario Lopez hosted. It was the first year since 2015 that this celebrity has not hosted. Who was that?
I'll take a shot and say Steve Harvey.
It is Steve Harvey. Don't you remember he announced the wrong Miss Universe
winner? Yes, Miss Columbia.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's not Columbia.
Yeah.
I forgive you, Steve.
He said he'll be back next year, though. Number 5, Ricky Schroeder made news this weekend after he confronted a Costco employee over their mask mandate.
Right, relax, Ricky.
What 80s show? He was hungry. He said,
"Just relax." Right?
What 80s show was he on that made him a child star?
Silver Spoons.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Greg. He beat you 5-2 this morning.
Thank you. This is Greg, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Greg. We're gonna get you a T-shirt. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, homie.
Another $100 in the jackpot. That means tomorrow morning you'll have your chance to win $1,100.
Woo! That's a lot of money.